Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So, Tetradrapanayanam, Natya Shastra, chapter 22, four types of dramatic styles. Adhyaya Prakashika. Having explained in detail the different segments and limbs of a dramatic plot in the previous chapter, Bharat Muni next elucidates on the four styles and their subcategories in the current chapter. The word vritti literally means information, and in this context it refers to the repository of various emotions and sentiments. Experts say that there are four divisions of styles, vrittis. They are known as the mothers of drama, namely Bharati, Arabhati, as well as Satvati and Kaushiki. They owe their origin to Lord Vishnu, who at the beginning of creation displayed all the four styles while fighting with the two asuras, Madhu and Kaitava. Each of these four styles have four subcategories, and these styles effectively bring out various sentiments through proper theatrical representation of words and gestures. Shloka Anusharanam, verses 1 to 16, origin of the four styles, 16 to 24, origin of the natyas, 25 to 37, four varieties of the verbal style, 38 to 46, four varieties of the grand style, 47 to 54, four varieties of the graceful style, 55 to 62, four varieties of the energetic style, 63 to 65, styles according to sentiments. Verses 1 to 16, origin of the four styles. I shall now narrate the story of the rise of styles, vritti, and in relation to them, the origin and formation of dramas. When Lord Achyuta, Vishnu, after reducing the universe into a single vast ocean, and compressing the creation into a seed by his supernatural power, while lying on the snake bed, the two asuras, Madhu and Kaitava, maddened with the pride of their strength, challenged the god at once for battle. These two, after making gestures of challenge, fought the imperishable Lord Vishnu with their fists and legs. And while doing so, the two parties also abused each other with harsh words, and shook, as it were, the ocean with their reviling speech. Origin of the verbal style. Hearing the various abusive words of these two who are threatening Vishnu, Druhirna, Brahma, was slightly perturbed in mind and said, "Is it the Bharati Vritti that starts with these words for the fighters and goes on increasing gradually? Kill the two at once." Hearing these words of Pitamaha, Brahma, Madhusudana, Vishnu said, "Yes, I have made the Bharati Vritti for the purpose of doing my work. There will be the Bharati Vritti of the speaker, in which words will preponderate. I shall kill these two asuras today." End quote. So saying, Hari, Vishnu, with his pure and perfect gestures and angaharas, severely fought the two daityas, who were experts in the method of battle. At that time, Hari's pacing with the stanakas, postures, on the ground created a great bhara, weight on the earth, bhumi. The Bharati Vritti, verbal style, was built on that bhara. Origin of the grand style. At that very time, by the rebounding of the bow named Sharanga, which was intensely brilliant, steady, and by an excess of unperturbed sattva, strength, the sattvati vritti, grand style, was built, made. Origin of the graceful style. When in course of fighting, the god moved sportively with very angaharas and tied up his knot of the sika, his kesha, the kaishiki. Vritti, graceful style, was made. Huh. By tying his hair, kesha. and you get the Kaishiki.
There's a lot of grace in the hair.
Yeah, yeah, no, but also, yeah, that, but just also how you tie it. It's really far out. Okay. Origin of the energetic style. Then from the various ways of personal combats, which are full of energy and excitement, and when entailed various charis, the energetic style, Arabhati Vritti, was made. So does that mean someone who's an Arab is very energetic? So they're very enthusiastic riding around on their horses. Whatever acts of Vishnu, the god Brahma, observed arising out of the different styles, Vritti, were associated with him, Brahma, with words suitable to their meanings. Right? So we see his origin of everything goes back to the Lord, and it can be that simple. You know, just simply his, you know, the words that were used and that weight that's there, you know, by the fighting, then the movements that he makes, his tying of his hair, how he makes like that, and then, you know, the just showing of the valor and the energy. Then they make the four different styles. Oh, you survived. We thought that you didn't survive yesterday so well. Big program, so not so.
Actually, he was telling that he was practically applying what was the siddhanta we were discussing morning.
I slept happily.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. Okay, he slept happily. Okay, yes. So you're deeply studying the Vedanta philosophy.
Practicing,
practicing. Yes, yes. Not just studying. Practicing. Yes, applying it. Okay. Right, so it's that simple. Everything goes back to the Lord, literally. So that's why these things then they go back and they show. That's the whole point, is that the Shastras, they always show how it connects back to the Lord. It's one of the principles that they do. Origin of the edit, but if you're not interested in the Lord, people don't notice this.
Yes.
That's the thing.
So Mark, can we say that it is the service of the Acharya to present the thing as they are, in order that
yes.
can connect again to Krishna in a normal way.
Yes, yes.
In a natural way.
That's the point, as it is, because as it is means that's what it says. It says it came from the Lord, it came from the Lord. We can't say, well, how did that, that's not possible, you know, I do those things, nothing comes from me.
Yes.
You know, energetic style, I get sweat.
Yes.
You know, like that. The Bharati style, you know, I create enemies, you know, so like that. The grand style and all that, nobody even cares, you know. So,
yes.
You know, so that's not, it's not based on that. That's the beauty of it, is that it's based on Krishna and what he does. And so then in that way, then you get all these different styles. So when he does, he's perfect. Everything comes from that. And that's how everything has its origin. You can say, oh, but that's so simplistic. But that's the point, is that descending process, it goes back. It's so simple. Like everything comes in threes because Krishna is Satchitananda. It's that simple. You know, you always have higher, middle, lower. You always have, you know, how you say, the middle, the right, the middle, the left. You know, whatever it is, there's always three. Right? Because Krishna is Satchitananda. So everything goes back to him. Then it comes down, and then the detail it can get into. I mean, we already, you know, coming across this first time, it looks quite detailed.
Yes.
But all the detail's been left out.
Yes.
We've just kind of hit on the major points. Like that. Does that make sense? And even there's some detail there, but even those details have further details. You know? So, yeah. Verses 16 to 24, origin of the Nyayas. When the two Asuras, Madhu and Kaitava, were killed by Hari, Vishnu, Brahma spoke to him, who was the subduer of foes, Arindama. O God, thou hast killed the Danavas with varied, pure, expressive, and graceful Angaharas. Hence this method of personal combat, applicable to throwing all kinds of missiles, will be termed in this world as Nyaya. Nyayas are celebrated because this fighting has been made with the Angaharas, which are associated as well as genetically connected with them. What you mean? So they're associated because these things show, but at the same time, is they're the natural form to express it through. Right? So that's an important point, is that the dharmas are associated with bhakti. But they're the natural medium through which you're going to express bhakti. So we were discussing this morning, the soul is able to be aware of itself. So it can be the observer and be the observed. Does that make sense? You can do both.
Same time.
Yeah. So these things, there's a non-difference between the philosophy and the religion. At the same time, there's a difference. Right? So the religion is how you'll express the philosophy. Right? You practically apply philosophy, you use the religion. Right? Because if you're going to be, let's say you want to be tolerant, how do you apply tolerance? You can make up some weird ways to do that. Or you just follow by performance of your duties. And in doing that, then there's always going to be so many difficulties and like that, and you're tolerant. Yeah. Does that make sense? It's just you don't have to do something extra.
Yes.
With that. Yeah. Then the high-souled Druhina, Brahma, gave over to the gods this style, full of various emotional states and sentiments, for its use in the production of plays. The name style, vritti, means a repository of the various emotional states and sentiments, right? So the vritti means all that. And that came from, what was the word used before? No, about the vritti. Where were you talking about the vritti and then that it used a bigger term? Well, I was explaining a vritti.
What was explained on it? In connection to it?
Yeah, I thought it used a bigger term than vritti. That is so weird. Okay. Okay. The name style, vritti, means a repository of the various emotional states and sentiments. The exploits of Lord Vishnu are utilized by the sages in fashioning similar styles arising from the words and gestures which have their origin in materials taken from the Nyakya Veda, and which also have words and gestures as their chief characteristics. These styles, which were desired, well-born and full of various charis, were again taken by Bharata at Lord Brahma's command for the purpose of making plays. The verbal style Bharati Vritti was from the Rig Veda, the grand Satvati from the Yajur Veda, the graceful Kaishiki from the Samaveda, and the remaining one, i.e. the energetic or Arabhati, from the Atharva Veda. Like that. So everything also goes back to the Vedas. That's the thing, is that everything has all these connections. It's just a matter of, because unless it's appreciated what's going on and what's the significance of these, you establish things with the rig, you arrange things with the with the yajur, the songs and all that. So that's going to be the graceful, the prayers are with that, and then the miscellaneous mechanical points and this and that is with the atharva. So that's the energetic. So you see, they naturally have their position. So everything comes from... So that's the point. There is just one body of knowledge. And then it has all these subdivisions depending on how you want to look at it. So when you take the same knowledge and look at it like this point from Natya Veda, or the Gandharva Veda, that aspect, then you'll the same positions, they will being applied within drama, then take on these names.
Yes.
But the same thing applied in another area, let's say like grammar or something else, they'll take on different names.
Yes. Yes.
But they're all talking the same thing.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense? And yeah. And so seeing all those points connected to the Lord, and those connection with each other and all those connections to the Lord, then that's what we're trying to accomplish. So that when we see the Lord in everything, we see devotion in everything. So, verses 25 to 37, the four styles of the verbal style. Okay, so this Bharati has four styles.
Each of them has four.
Yes, I'm just. We're just mentioning that, right?
Yes, yes.
The four varieties of the verbal. Okay, we gave the four styles, the origin of the nyayas. Now we're giving the four varieties of the verbal style. The style which is to be applied by male actors and not by females, and which gives a prominent place to speeches made in Sanskrit, is known as Bharati, verbal. It has four varieties, such as the laudation, Parochana, the introduction, Amukha, the Viti, and the Prahasana. And these have become its component parts, Anga. So we've come across these before, but these are these are where they come from. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. Hereafter, the natural Vritis will be explained. They are greatly amazing and are emanating from Lord Narayana during the slaying of the demons Madhu and Kaitava. The experts have said that there are four divisions of Vritti that are known as the mothers of drama, namely Bharati and Arabhati, as well as Satvati and Kaushiki. Bharati Vritti. Since it has prominence of the speech, it is called Bharati Vritti. Mm-hmm. It is useful for Prastavana, or commencement, therefore it is placed here. It is not performed by any female actors, but an excellent male actor, and it has four divisions. Natika Chandra, 242, 245. Laudation. Prarochana. In the preliminaries is to attain success, prosperity, good luck, victory, and removal of all sins. Right, so they'll speak something very nice that is for this point. Introduction or prologue. That part of the play where an act... says here, actress. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be actress?
I think so.
Okay. Actress, the gesture, or the assistant has a talk with the director on some relevant topic. Okay. Yeah. Because I saw assistant jester and then actress. I was thinking, where's the director? He was in the next line. Okay. And they use interesting words or adopt any type of the vritti or talk in any way, in any other way. It's called the introduction, amukha, or the prologue, prastavana, by some. I shall speak in detail about its five varieties. The accidental interpretation, udgatyaka, the opening of the story, katodgata, the particular presentation, payogatishaya, the personal business, pravritaka, and the transference, avalagita, are the five varieties of the introduction, amukha. Of these, the characteristics of the accidental interpretation, udgatyaka, and the transference, avalagita, have been mentioned by me. I shall now speak in detail of the characteristics of the rest.
These were discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes, yes, I see.
The introduction, one was of Udgatyaka and another was of Pravartaka.
Opening of the story. That introduction in which a character enters the stage taking up a remark of the director or its meaning is called the opening of the story. Particular presentation. When, over this production of the introduction, the director imposes another production, and then a character enters the stage, is called the particular presentation. So it means who's talking about enters?
No idea.
Okay.
Just definition giving nothing more.
Personal business. the introduction in which the director speaks on some business at hand, and taking cue from this, a character enters the stage, is called the personal business. Working out skillfully any of this, which may be relevant, the wise playwright should construct the introduction, amukha, without encumbering it with many characters and speeches. Right? You can't have too much going on. Because there's too many people, you get confused. If there's too much talking, you have to keep it down to very, very exact. Because we see that was the whole point of the Bharati, that they're speaking. When they're saying, you know, you rascal, I will send you to the, you know, it's a good thing you came today. I will send you to the, you know, place of Yama. You know, they're exactly saying, you have come, I'm happy you're here, I'm going to kill you.
Yes.
You know, like that. So it has to be very, very clear. It can't be going on and on and on. It'll be poetic, you know, in how its presentation is very intelligent, but also very exact. You know?
Is it why it, in the last page it was said about the nyaya? So nyaya is like connection with logic in the world?
Logic is that when you're applying it with words, so you're taking the various emotions and all that, and they naturally match with the various forms.
Yes.
There's a logic to it.
Yes.
You know, in other words, a particular emotion has its natural forms of, you know, facial expression, how your hands, the stance, the movement, all these will go.
Yes.
You know, so they all match the mood.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, if there's, depending on what's said, this person could say something to someone that they don't know, and it completely bewilders. So they what? And they may move back, or they might sit down. Another one, it creates anger. He moves forward.
Yes.
What? You know, goes forward. You know, like this, and you know. So these things, they are natural. That's what it's saying. They're separate, but they're the natural form.
Yes.
So in other words, the emotion and the forms that it uses, then they naturally go together. So that's what we're saying, is that is this principle that Krishna has given rules. And so then we follow those rules. So we can say, these don't apply and all that. Oh, this is all Indian. No, these are eternal things that Krishna has given. And just because it happens to be that the only place left on the planet that still acknowledges it happens to be in India, doesn't mean it's Indian. You have to be a fool to think that. I mean, literally a fool. Right? And so the point is the Veda, it goes back to that. Then the people there in the place, then they may, to some degrees, or more follower, less follower, and all that. But the point is it works. Just like I mentioned before, I was noticed with children, if you use the common local, you know, in India, you know, expressions and gestures and facial expressions, if I use those on small children, you know, generally 8 and below, they all understood what was going on. But when you dealt with older, you know, especially once they get into 11 and that, they didn't know what you were talking about, because they had already identified now with the local thing so strongly. You know, the local, you know, the local place and local region, that then they couldn't understand. But otherwise, it's just, these are the natural things given by Krishna. These are the way to express. This is how humans express themselves. Now, if you want to identify as less than human, that's fine. But don't try to compare that they're the same. You can say, yes, Shivananda Sen's dog went back to Godhead. You know, and humans, they perform service, they go back to Godhead. And that way, then, yes, everybody can go back to Godhead. But don't compare the dog to Shivananda Sen. You know, you have to know that if you can't tell the difference, then what's the point of logic, right? So the nyayas go together because they can say they're logical. So the words you use and the effect you're trying to get, them being connected properly, that's logic. But if they're not, then that's why then go to McGiv's, where the words you're using are not in line with what's being stated. This person says one thing and you say something else. Then that's has different, you know, they can argue for hours. That's Vidandva, that's Chala. You know, it's all these different, they have so many names for it. So they're just, it's not logical. It's part of logic in that you study it because it's against what it is. Just like we say is that in the qualities of the drama, then there's three qualities, right? That it has its sweetness, you know, how it's present, then it has the clarity, and it has the energy, that life, you know? And so, but if you, fully state, there's 10 qualities. But the author then says that the other 7 qualities are simply further definitions of the primary there's 3 primary qualities, or what to, you know, the things to be careful about, so that make it not that, right? And then you have the qualities that are against, you know, the things that are just to be avoided. So makes sense. So in other words, then Gautama is, when describing Nyaya, he'll describe what is the actual thing, the five angas. That's logic coming to a conclusion. Right? And that. But anything else other than that is just showing how to make that work, or what's not that. So in that way, then you have 16 padarthas. But actually, this is what you're trying to do. You're using the panchanga nyaya for getting siddhanta. And everything else is just as a basis for that. You know, what's the epistemology, what's the ontology, all those are just to see that you're getting, that the logic is progressing properly. So nyaya it will mean that what the medium you're using is in line with that expressing what that medium is supposed to do. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? So you don't say, tell someone, you're such an idiot, and then do a nice pirouette. Right? You know, it doesn't match. You know? Unless, of course, it was a long discussion, and you finally defeated the other person, did that, and then left the room. Then that would work. And they're left standing there. What? Yeah, that would work. But, you know, but that's the thing. It has to have, everything has its exceptions, and it has to follow that particular thing. So that's the whole point. This idea is, no, it's just whatever you feel like. As long as what you feel like is using the proper expression, but if what you feel like doesn't match, it gets very strange. It gets very distorted. And then it becomes, you know, you may understand it, one or two of your friends may understand it, but outside of that, it's in no way, shape, or form universal. So liberal means it's following the Lord's order, because that can apply to all souls. And then it's up to the preacher to find how that connects to that soul. And if you can't, then, you know, maybe don't preach in that area. Preach in an area you know how to connect it. But don't say it's not connected, not connectable. Not because I can't do it, no one can do it. That's like this, like we said, the scientists, you know, the Buddhists. It doesn't, I don't see it, it doesn't exist. It's not a developed consciousness. It may be great intelligence, but that intelligence is not being used properly. Right? So we have to see, it's the same principle, the nyaya there, how you use that, but it'll apply in everything. You want to get an effect. I want to get the effect of something being fully cooked, getting a strong flavor, being a little bit dried, and how you say? Yeah. You know, the fullest flavor you can get from that, let's say a vegetable, and it will be, you know, in a slightly dehydrated form, because let's say I want to put it into a sauce. So now, can I take that vegetable and put it in boiling water?
No.
I have to put it in boiling oil. Right? Now, if it can still have some moisture, like that, then I could shallow fry. You know?
Yes.
Or if the thing is I want to use less, but I want it to be dried, then I could shallow fry and not put a lid on it. You know, so you have to know what you want to get, how much oil you have, what kind of effect. Then there's systems. You can't just arbitrarily do whatever you want. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so then you have to be very, very careful. Yes.
So can we say that in rasa, everything has its own place, but it isn't improvisation as such?
Mm-hmm. It's not improvisation. You're following the path, because improvisation means that I just make up things as I feel like. But the point is even you take it, someone who's good at improvisation is following the theme that's actually been established. Mm-hmm. You know, like the person says, one person says something, you have to follow that same path, and then you say something further, and it takes so long. If you say something completely different, it doesn't have any meaning. Mm-hmm. So even in improvisation, then what's going to be successful is actually continuing the same path. You may, having gone on that path, you may take it somewhere else. But you have to start from that path. You can't start somewhere else. So that means that it has to be that continuity. That's why some people are very good at it and others are not very good at it. Either, you know, they don't. It means they'll say, oh, I don't think fast enough and that. But so many people think fast, but are they good? Or how they think. Like, you know, different people in improv, then you'll have somebody who, how he does it goes along, it's very pleasant. Someone else takes it off into some weird kind of thing. It's intelligent, it's clever, it's fast, it's actually in its own kind of dark way funny. But at the same time, it wasn't in the same flavor, and I prefer this guy. And someone else, they like this guy, you know, because it's all dark humor. You know what I'm saying? So it's still following the path of a flavor, of an emotion. That's why even in vritti, what's the term when the form of the mind takes? You have the pramana chaitanya, pramitri chaitanya, and
vishaya
chaitanya. It's following the pramitri, which is what are my emotions. And then out of all the things, it'll take the form that matches my emotions. Right? You're seeing so many things, but which one do you catch? It's the one that follows your feelings. So now when you identify a servant of Krishna, and the feelings are moving in that way, then you're going to catch what will move in that line. And if not, you won't. You'll catch whatever is your value. Does that make sense? You know, like let's say somebody does something wonderful, and so then you appreciate, you know, nicely done work. Then you go, wow, that's nice work. But now let's say someone, he's critical. Even as good work, he'll find a fault. You say he's great, but he's not actually great. You know, if it wasn't for this dance floor, he wouldn't be able to dance that well. This is a first class floor. Look at the wood. You know, I mean, this quality is very expensive. That's why he's dancing so well. Don't say he's a great dancer. He's not a great dancer.
Whoa. It's, you know, very common.
Huh?
It's very common.
Yeah, of course. That's, we are talking here. What is it? The artiste. Right?
In Russian, they say that the bad dancer, even his shoes are too tight.
Yeah, in English, you say they blame the floor. That's why I took it the other way around, just for fun.
Here.
Yeah. Then you say, look at the quality of his shoes. That's why he's dancing so good. You know, I mean, you know, who tied those laces? That's why. You know.
Yeah.
No, he tied. No, he couldn't have tied them. No, they're his shoes. No, they're company shoes. They just let him wear it today. They were feeling sorry for him. So like that, you can just whatever is the quality you want. That's what you can see. So the whole thing is this, push comes to shove, everything comes down to the emotion. Even the scientists, they don't want to acknowledge God. So therefore that atheistic mood, that pervades everything they do. They say, no, we're being objective. No, they're being totally subjective and emotional. And then they're following the vritti, or the nyaya, that supports that.
But they can change by association.
By association, yes. Mm-hmm. So the drama is done in that way to change people's consciousness. But still, the presentation is in a particular way. So we're saying particular things give particular effects. You know, let us say I say, okay, let's say, you know, like aromatherapy. Yeah, you put this fragrance and, you know, like lavender and you'll get this effect, and you put jasmine and you'll get this effect and that. And people, oh, yes, like this. But now what do you say? Oh, that's the let's say the English way of doing it, you know. But we're in France, so you know it doesn't matter. We'll put lavender for, you know, when we want to fight, and you know, and we'll put jasmine for, you know, when we're hungry, or, you know, stuff like this. And it doesn't matter. It's a science, so people can easily, you know, as Prabhu mentioned this morning, is you just make it into impersonal and then get rid of Krishna. Oh, that's Indian. No, but why is India following that? Maybe in the land called India, they're still following the Vedic version. And maybe it's that, but Prabhupada said, a dead elephant, live elephant, still worth the same amount of money. Because alive, there's the elephant. Dead is the ivory. And so then, it's the same thing, because it still has that thing, and you can talk to them about this and then bring them forward in this. And so maybe they're all that's left, but the point is it comes from the Vedas. Why are we just saying it's Indian? That means we want to avoid that it's Vedic. And then we'll say what they're doing is just local. Vedas is something else. And then we're separating again from the personal application. And then, but they say, but what they're doing is what Ramanujacharya did, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, everybody. And so just by saying, oh, it's Indian, you get rid of all that and make it impersonal. And since it's impersonal, then sense gratification is the Lord. What I feel is the thing. So it's directly impersonal. So that's the whole thing, is that the Vedic is about personal. So this is how people or humans express their emotions and show them, and then how they, you know, progress. This is the human way of doing it. It doesn't mean that others don't have their ways of doing stuff. You know, like that. Yeah, you know, I'm sure you can do drama according to 8,400,000 species, you know. Like that, you know. I'm not sure exactly what a rock drama would look like. You know, the only thing that comes to my mind is, again, Waiting for Godot, maybe.
I sometimes, when some people think about drama with inside the animals, you know. Every uh-huh. animal has his own quality, uh-huh. and they mix together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's quite interesting to see how the expression is there, because every animal has some emotion.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's why it works so well.
Yes, yes.
It means you see in the Panchatantra and Hitopadesh, I'm not sure both, at least in Panchatantra, I think, it's all animals. Mm. Like that. You know, the main stories are all animals. I mean, they may tell some stories that are about humans.
Yeah.
But it's the animal, you know. It's like, you know, the king is this animal, this is that animal, and all that, because they have a natural quality that you think of. You know, like dogs, you think of loyalty.
Yes.
Cats, you think of independence. Yes. You know, just doing whatever they feel like.
Yes.
You know, with panache. You know, like that. You know, like that. You know, horses, you think of, you know, kind of that, you know, gracefulness and things like that. You know, Prabhupada mentioned, horses know they look good, so when you see them in the field, there's no one there. They're always moving and looking at themselves. You know, they stand like this. Hey, check that out. That looks good. You know, they do like this. You know, they move their hair. You know, they do all the things. They know they look good. You know, because one time he said, Prabhupada asked, I think, the devotees, what's the most beautiful animal? And devotees, of course, are going to say cow. Prabhupada said, no. Cow's not that beautiful. It says horse. Horse is beautiful. Because you know, that's the thing. They think they look good. You know? It's all about that. And so everything has its quality. So yes, doing those anthropomorphic kind of... They work very well. They work very well. Okay. Okay. He just walks out and then thinking, okay, so where are we? And then I go, personal business. Oh, no, we're that far. Okay. We're at the four varieties of grand style, no? Or did we finish this? Yeah, no, we were just commenting on the wise are thus known, are thus to know the introduction with different bases. To know or show, or whatever. The characteristics of the vritti and the prahasana have been mentioned before. These are the four varieties of the verbal style I spoke of. Oh, okay. The verbal style I spoke of. I shall now explain the rules of the grand style with its characteristics. Verses 38 to 46, four varieties of the grand style. The style which is endowed with the quality of the spirit, sattva, the nyayas, proper meters, and has exuberance of joy and expression of the state of sorrow, is called grand.
Yes.
Right, so it can be either the joy or the sorrow. The point of that, but it's very grandly and, you know, like that. Related to plays expressing the spirit, sattva, the grand style is known to consist of representation by words and gestures. It is to contain the sentiments such as heroic, the marvelous, and the furious, and to a small extent the compassion and the erotic. And the characters in it should be mostly majestic and defying one another. Yeah, because these things, the heroic, the marvelous, and the furious is there. And so, small extent, compassion, because you say you'll do something great. Or the erotic, it has to be that there's some very poetic and very, grand way of saying something.
Yes.
You know, that commitment, that the greatness of it.
Mind?
But to small degree. It won't be the main, because that'll take on other qualities.
It is all the big fighting is like that.
Yes, that will also have that. Yeah, mostly projection, defying one another. So you see, let's say you have those dramas where the hero, he's very committed to setting things right and making things, but you also see is the villain.
Yes.
He's also very well spoken and very this and that. And so then it makes for a much better.
Yes.
At least sometimes in these Western dramatic presentations, they say is your plot's as good as your villain.
Yes.
The plot, if the villain's not great, then he does great things, but the villain's, mosquito over in the corner, what does it matter? So we're going to rid this place of all, like this. And then you go over there and catch the mosquito, throw him outside. It's kind of like, what? So yes, there's going to be that element. Is that it goes together. So they're mostly majestic. Should be mostly majestic and defying one another. And then you see is that there, it takes on that quality. So that would be the grand, because otherwise if there's not something grand going on between the joy and the sorrow and the good and the bad and all that, how does it become great? So how great is the hero and how great is the anti-hero? That grand the whole thing can be. If he's just that small kid that sits over there, and when people go walking by now and again, sticks his foot out, and somebody trips, and that's it. It doesn't make for a grand thing. But the guy's going to, destroy the world or the universe. That then you have to do something about. Is that four varieties of the grand style? It is known to have the four varieties such as uta, paka. Change of
challenge. This word is translated as challenge.
Yeah. So we put the challenge in there. Okay. So challenge utapaka, change of action pari vartaka, harsh discourse, samlapaka, and breach of alliance samgata. Challenge. Okay, because that's the thing. One's rising up with a new view to conflict after saying, I'm getting up for battle. Now show me your own prowess. It's called the challenge. you know. Yeah, so you just see various ways they can do that. Change of action. If after leaving the thing which has caused the rising up, one takes to other things due to some necessity, it is called the change of action, right? So something's coming there, you're going to take up this challenge, but something else comes up first. Mm-hmm. You know, how you say you got to go pick up your mom from the clinic, you know, like that. And so, you know, there's a change of action, you know. So, does that make sense? Harsh discourse. A dialogue containing various kinds of words of abuse, whether these arise from contempt or not, is called harsh discourse. Now, even if it's not from contempt, you're just saying things in very, you know, strong. Like, let's say, Vidura speaking to Dhritarashtra after he's come back, after the battle's over, and he's come back from his pilgrimage. Because he went out for a year, you know, but the battle was a little shorter than that. You know, and they sent him out before. So he came back after the battle's over. And so then he came back, and Dhritarashtra, sitting there very happily, said, "You're just like a dog eating the scraps of others."
Bhima.
Bhima was saying that.
No, scraps of Bhima.
Oh, scraps of Bhima, not even. Okay, specifically Bhima, yeah. Because Bhima is the one who killed all your kids, right? You know, so he says this, it's harsh. But it wasn't said with contempt. It was said, you know, out of affection to break him out of. He's just going to go on and enjoy. He's not a great. It's time for, you know, the kids are grown up. They're gone and that. It's time for you to go. You know, go to the forest. So, like that. So you have the, what do you call it? The pathos and all that. And, you know, the tear, great tears. And breach of alliance. Disrupting an alliance for the sake of a policy in favor of a friend, or due to an accident or one's own fault, is called breach of alliance. Okay, so you could have that there's a policy there, but you're doing something for a friend.
Yes.
You know, that you should be doing this, but because for the friend, you're doing something else. So that's a breach of alliance. It means whoever you're working with. Or due to an accident, something comes up and it wasn't meant to happen, but it comes out and then they think it's a breach of an alliance. Or there's a fault, you do something wrong and it causes that. So these are different ways. Satvati Vritti. Satvati?
This is Udhriti, Rupa Goswami.
Okay, because it says Vritti, so it's the Satvati Vritti. That's an interesting one. And Satvati means? That means the?
Grand.
So that's another name for the grand? That's or that is the name for the grand?
That is the name for the grand one.
Okay, grand. Satvati. Okay. Oh, but you need two T's.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it one T? Yeah, I think it's two T's. Here it's two.
Yeah. In Nataka, some people have one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's not well understood, the double vowels. Because it comes, yeah. Satvati Vritti. Okay, this is Srila Rupa Goswami then. Satvati Vritti must be consisted with Satvika, or the genuine qualities as well as liberality and prowess. It must be predominantly happy, but free of lamentation. Right? You can be serious.
Yes.
It can be this and that, but it won't have the lamentation aspect. Because otherwise you get into that, it takes on a whole different flavor. Right? Because he feels bad, okay, we should do something about it, and then he does something. So you see his determination, you see his patience, you know, see his conviction, like that. Those are the things. Lamentation, that's, you know, everybody's got that one. You know. Has four parts, namely, samlapa, utapaka, Sangati and Apari Vartaka. Their symptoms are as follows. Samlapa is when there is serious talk between each other with the feelings of envy and anger, as well as with the sentiments of bravery and wonder. For example, the discussion between Krishna and the wrestlers in Kamsa's wrestling arena. Quote, combat is proper only with equals, but we are just young boys, and in front of us, you are a huge mountain like wrestlers. No experts would make a fighting of a young elephant with the intoxicated ones. It is true that you are just a child. This is what they're replying. Okay. It is true that you are just a child, even though you have already destroyed the great death-like elephant Kuvalyapida by your childish effort. Of course, our wrestling match with you is about to begin, and therefore this hairline of my body, which is used to be sympathetic towards children like you, are now the witness of the event. Okay. Yeah, so this is then serious talks, feelings, envy, anger, sentiments of bravery, wonder. You know, it's just like, how did they... They're just children, so how did their childlike behavior kill this death-like elephant, Kuvalayapida? Yeah, you know. Utapaka is to encourage, first of all, the enemies for fight. For example, this Parijata tree is the essence of beauty and fortune of the heavenly kingdom. It also agitates the lusty desire in the heavenly damsels. But I am plucking or breaking them off because King Indra is busy in enjoying with his wife by expounding, expertly decorating her pot-like breasts. How will he be able now to pick up the thunderbolt? Right? Because he's so busy and so here. It's to encourage them for fighting. Because he's saying like that, how can he do? He's already busy. But then what? No? You know, it's like...
But Mahi, it seems that it is more like a speaking style. It's supposed to be a gesture, no?
No, but it's speaking in a particular...
It is to start an action.
Yes, to start an action. Because this is in the four kinds. There's the challenge, right?
Yes.
Change of action,
all these different things. So this is...
Change of action.
This is all in... This is in which?
Uttapaka is challenge. Grandstand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Harsh discourse. He started with harsh discourse.
The second one is challenge.
And Utpaka is the?
Challenge.
Challenge, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different order. So the challenge is to get it going. No, it's within the... Because it'll create something grand and everything like that. It's a different mood. It's not that there's not overlap of these. It's just what's the main flavor. You know, is it the majestic and great and grand, or is it just the toughness, the fighting, and things like that? Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's a different flavor. Sangata. Sangata was the breach of alliance. Is to create disturbances within the society, either by one's own influence, secret advices, or by the help of the demigods. The example of breaking unity by the influence. Quote, by whirling the clothes high in the sky, the women of Madhuripuri began to scream the words, be victorious, be victorious, be victorious. Thus they arrived by the wrestling arena and stood there proudly observing Lord Krishna's influence and lovely, wonderful sentiments. Such influence destroys Krishna's negligence towards killing Kamsa. After hearing the advice of the destroyer of the demons that was creating an attachment to worship Govardhan Hill, other cowherd society immediately became detached from performing yajna for Lord Indra, the king of the demigods. To do something else than what has already been started is called Parivartaka. While I was pouring heavy rain in the land of Braja out of my own false pride, within my heart I was indeed fearful of your authority. You are very merciful, even though you have appeared as a cowherd boy. Therefore, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. O Lord of Gokula, kindly be pleased with me. Latikachandra, 251 to 254. Right, so there's two things in there. He's starting one thing, but then there's this other thing coming up. He's becoming afraid. Mm. So a different path is being arranged. Right, and so then when the rain doesn't work, he's already on this other one.
Yes.
Like that. Right. These are the four varieties of the grand style that I spoke of. I shall hereafter describe the characteristics of the graceful style. Right, verses 47 to 54. Four varieties of the graceful style. That style is called graceful, kaishiki, which is especially interested on account of a charming costumes worn by dramatis personae, mostly women, and in which many kinds of dancing and singing are included. And the themes acted are practices of love and are connected with its enjoyment. The graceful style is said to have four varieties, such as pleasantry, narma, beginning of pleasure, narma, spurja, unfoldment of pleasure, narma, spota, and covert pleasure, narma, garva. Three kinds of pleasantry. So even in it within pleasantry, which is one of four, there's three kinds. The pleasantry which abounds in remarks made in jest is of three kinds. That based on love, that with pure laughter, and that having sentiments other than the heroic. The pleasantry is known as connected generally with acts of jealousy and anger, mixed with words of rebuke, and done in the guise of self-reproach, through deception of others. And through deception. So probably about, take out.
Two.
Yeah. Self-reproach. Or in the guise of self-reproach with the purpose of deception of others or something like that, no?
By deception?
No, it's the self-reproach is there for the purpose of deception of others. Yeah. Okay. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.